was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Morning, North State. This is Trish Clark standing in this morning, hosting for Linda and Carl, who are out and about and not in the studio. And we welcome you and have a lot of things on the agenda this morning to talk about, along with whatever you'd like to talk about. So I certainly invite calls on any subject at 530-605-4567. Let's get the phone lines going and talk about something important. We do have some guests, but we'll start off the morning by going to Wells Fargo Minute with Chris Lasondak. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Trish. Well, we're a little over 30 minutes into today's trading session, and the markets are a little changed. We're currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 5 points at 15,885. The S&P 500 also down 5 points at 1787, while the NASDAQ Composite's up 4 points at 4,042. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 94 million shares. Looking at the most active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, Bank of America's down 7 cents at 15.56, Rite Aid's up 14 cents at $5.86, Ford up 2 cents at 16.65, and JCPenney down 34 cents at 9.32. Of local interest, PG&E down 50 cents at $40.21. Safeway's off $1.01 at $33.20, while Costco's down $1.66 at $121.31. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.85%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.3%. Oil's up 22 cents a barrel at $97.42. And precious metals are lower, with gold down $21.05 an ounce at $12.22.16, while silver's down 36 cents an ounce at $19.31. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
And thank you very much, Chris. It is 7:07 here at KCNR 1460. Go ahead. How about some weather?
Oh, I thought, yeah, could bring us the weather, Bob.
Sunny today, high near 47. Slight chance of rain and snow, tonight, late into the evening. And, that chance is going to increase. We're looking for snow possibly mixed with rain on Friday and a high near 40, overnight lows in the upper 20s. Right now in Reading, we are still at 33 degrees, and this report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. 365-3793. They were started by Chuck and Judy Kinney in 1997. They offer senior and veterans discounts. Shasta Gas Propane.
Okay, well, I think the weather is the big news this morning. I always think when we get these hard freezes 3-4 nights in a row, brings back awful memories of all kinds of broken water pipes, and just kind of want to remind everybody that if you've got pipes out there, you probably need to be, you know, taking a little extra care this time of year and get out and wrap those pipes and turn off your water and, you know, kind of take care of those motorhomes and boats and all kinds of things, because the damage that happens when these water pipes break is really bad. And that is the big weather news, I think. We're not used to these prolonged times. The other thing is the citrus. I was looking this morning, wrapped my one little lime tree, which I keep trying to save. The oranges will do fine. The lemons are probably gone. But, you know, we all do that every year. So we got a lot going on this morning. The first thing we're going to welcome into our studio right after the break is the Enterprise High School kids from the Victorian Christmas celebration. We're going to have a little entertainment this morning, so we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more, where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Parkview Avenue off Hartnell on the south side of the Raley's parking lot, and in Red Bluff on Antelope Boulevard next to Holiday Market. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy. Real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Winter's finally here. If you have not done your Christmas shopping yet, we got you covered. A new kerosene heater. We have them all, from the on-demand water heaters to the big Toyotomi 73s and down to the little portables. NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com. You can shop online, order, pay your bill, or just check out our heaters. We have ethanol-free 93 for all the snow machines and chainsaws, and also gift certificates for everything we sell and deliver. On another note, Northern California Veterans Museum is doing a fundraiser Saturday, February 1st, 2014 at the Wind River Casino at 4:30 p.m. You can pick up tickets at Jones Fork here in Reading or North Valley Bank on Cypress at the Home Loan Center. They'd appreciate your help. From all of us at Northern Lights Energy, have a happy holidays, and thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us as we set sail on Princess Cruises' beautiful Ruby Princess through the British Isles from August 15th through the 27th, 2014. Come be a part of our exciting adventure with a salute to the Veterans Cruise.
On August 15, 2014, we embark from London. For 12 days, we visit exciting ports, including Cork Island, where you can kiss the Blarney Stone.
Also offered during our Salute to the Veterans Cruise are several historical shore excursions, such as attending the world-famous military tattoo held at Edinburgh Castle in Scotland and walking the beaches of Normandy where D-Day occurred.
Call Avanti Travel now at 244-1400 to reserve your space for this once-in-a-lifetime adventure. When you reserve early, you receive stateroom upgrades, specialty dining advantages, and extra onboard credit. It's our Salute to the Veterans Cruise, August 15, 2014, to the British Isles for veterans, family, and friends. Call Avanti Travel at 244-1400 and reserve your space now. And join us as we make memories. CST number 2007-495-40, Bahamian Registry.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
And good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This is Trish Clark and I'm standing in this morning for Carl and Linda Bott. And we've got some special things to look forward to this morning. The first of which is we're joined now by the music department people from Enterprise High School, the 26th annual Victorian Christmas celebration. Good morning, Alyssa.
Good morning. How are you, Trish?
I'm well. And so tell us what we got going here.
This next week, December 10th through the 14th, it's the 26th annual Victorian dinner. It's a four-course dinner feast with a fantastically fun, silly, and heartwarming play that is intermixed between all of it, and it's held at Enterprise High School.
Okay, and the dates are, again, the 10th through the 14th every night?
Every night at 7 o'clock. We have 200 seats a night, and we still need to fill a few more seats up with some bodies.
Okay, so where do they get tickets?
They can get tickets at enterprisehornets.com or enterprisemusic.net. We have an order form online, or they can stop by the school anytime.
Okay, well, you know, this is 26 years. This is become a tradition. And I love the traditions in Shasta County. We've got so many great things going, especially when we involve our young kids. And we've got with us this morning Samantha and Megan. And so tell me from your point of view what this is all about and how you feel about it.
Well, we all kind of get together and do this big performance as a group, and it really takes a lot of practice and time and effort for all of us to get together. And eventually it just becomes this like family type bond, and we all kind of like vibe off of each other. And it's just a really great experience to be a part of.
How many are involved in this? How many people?
Between the instrumentalists and the vocalists, we have about 100 people involved student-wise and a parent crew of probably 100 over all 5 nights in order to feed everybody and clothe everybody and do all the things we need to do.
This is a really big deal. I always think that people really don't understand the effort that goes behind. When do you guys start preparing for this?
We had auditions in September. And we've been in rehearsals 2 to 3 days a week or more since the middle of September. So Christmas comes very early at Enterprise High School every year.
Well, and I think, you know, but I think it's so important because there's so many different areas involved in this. And when we think about the youth population, and we always hear all the bad raps about, you know, all our youth isn't doing this and it isn't doing that. And then you take an effort like this. This is incredible. I mean, to be able to put this forth and that many parents involved and that many young people and besides, it gives you great, experience and things as you go forward in life. How do you feel about it, Megan?
I just think that we're already so close that it's just such a great experience to add this to the music department and like do it all together. So.
Yeah, I think it's great. And I see, you know, the parents, really get behind the kids and all of the different, you need promotions from businesses and all kinds of people. So let's remember that we need to be thinking about getting tickets. And are we, Bob, do we have a break or are we going to go ahead and sing?
We've got about 5 minutes before we have to take a break. So okay, we have a song ready to go.
We do. Let's have a show of what we're going to hear. Let's have you move up to the microphone and give us a rendition of what we can look forward to.
Normally we do this with, you know, 100 people, but it's 7 o'clock in the morning and we've already missed school a few days this week for performances around the area. So these lovely ladies have gotten up very early this morning to do a duet of Angels We Have Heard on High.
Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains. And the mountains in reply echoing their joyous strains. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Tidings be which inspire your heavenly song. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Gloria in excelsis Deo.
Wow.
Yeah, nice job,
absolutely.
Ladies.
At 20 minutes after 7 in the morning, I'm impressed.
Yeah. I mean, I'm like getting the first cup of coffee down going,
Yeah, no, that's just tremendous. And so dinner and music and the whole thing. What are you serving for dinner?
We have a 4-course meal. The first course is a hearty vegetable soup. And then the second course is a delightful winter salad. The third course is roast fowl, potatoes, gravy, rolls with butter, vegetables. And then we serve, of course, figgy pudding for dessert.
Oh, wow. I the 26th Annual Victorian Christmas Celebration 2013, December 10th through the 14th. I mean, if you haven't got your tickets, you just need to do that. And the tickets are?
Tickets are $35, and for that you get singing, dancing,
dinner,
instrumental, and more importantly than anything else, it is our biggest fundraiser of the year for Enterprise High School Music Department. This is what gets us through the year so we can continue to carry on the traditions that have been going on at Enterprise with music for 26 years and beyond.
And beyond, absolutely. And this is such a good experience for all the kids. So once again, we thank you for coming in and sharing with us, and invite all of you to be sure and get a hold of the Enterprise High School Music Department. You can call them at 222-6601, or the webpage again?
The webpage, you can either get it at enterprisehornets.com, which is the main school webpage, or you can get it at enterprisemusic.net.
Perfect. Thanks, Alyssa, for
Thank
coming
you,
in. This
so
is
much.
Great. Thanks, girls. And that's a great effort to, if you, anybody that can do that at 7 o'clock in the morning, I couldn't do that at noon, so. But yeah, that's great. So can we go to a break, Bob? And And all right, and thanks so much for coming in. We'll be right back.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it 6 times but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Redding know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck, he asked. I told him I have seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Looking for a home? If you are, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and HomePath mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. We're proud to announce we've extended our offer to waive the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications through December 31st. Learn more by visiting your local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or give us a call at 1-800-390-8054. Or visit us online at novb.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Clover Fire was devastating for many. Haven Humane Society was there to help. In cooperation with the Shasta County Sheriff's Office, we responded to the area and were able to evacuate over 100 animals and help dozens more in the fire area remain safe until their family was able to return. We want to thank this wonderful community. Without their support and donations, we would not have been able to help. Our best wishes go to the fire victims and their families, two and four-legged. With your continued support, we will be ready to once again help our neighbors if the need arises. Please donate to Haven Humane Society. Thank you.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
Welcome back, North State. This is Trish Clark, and welcome to Free Fire Radio. I'm standing in this morning for Carl and Linda Bott. We just had some great entertainment. If you missed that, got me in a Christmas spirit, and that's a little tough to do. I'm a kind of a slow starter on this Christmas stuff. I get irritated when I see Christmas stuff way before Halloween, but I'm working on it, and I'm getting closer to being in the Christmas spirit, I think, and certainly those young voices. Wow, do they sound good at 7:10? Kind of some interesting stuff in the news this morning. I was looking at the paper that the water panel hearings that they had. Water is always an interesting thing in North State, specifically when we're having a drought or as close to it. It sure feels like it, doesn't it, with no water, appreciable rain or snow. Always makes me start to worry. And I, you know, there's so many people throughout Shasta County with different water issues, specifically up in the southeastern portion, and when you get up into the east part of the county with all the volcanic area, Shingletown and that area up in there, and Millville and all of those places, their water supply gets to be real sketchy when we don't have rain, because we're looking at that kind of you know, the water rejuvenates those wells, and it gets really scary. They had a hearing the water panel hearing at the state water problems, and there was a groundwater. They came in to talk about what can we do. Of course, they're trying to put another let's raise taxes and raise money and do something with the water. And yet it seems to me they never really get to the issue. And the issue is we need to store the water that falls during the year, i.e. off-site storage where we build reservoirs. And when we have, which we almost always do, water that starts to overflow from Shasta Lake and starts to flood, and we need to pump that off into these off-site storage places. We've talked about this for years. And then when we get into the area where we need irrigation, et cetera, then we can have that water available. I don't know why that never seems to rise to the top of it. All they want to do is build canals and pump the water out of Shasta Lake and out of Northern California south. And I wish they'd listen to some reason. There's all kinds of ways to produce enough water, maintain enough water, and keep enough water for the citizens of the whole state. But they all they want to do in the south is steal it from us up here in the north. So, you know, I would invite anybody who's got an issue they'd like to talk about. 605-4567. We've got any number of things we can talk about. I can beat up on Obama. I can always get into that and start talking about things.
Right now we have a man on the line who is never at a loss for words. Terry, welcome.
Good morning, Terry.
Well, let's try throwing that switch first. Terry, never at a loss for words. Go ahead.
Good morning,
yeah,
Terry.
That's me. How you doing, Trish?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good. Yeah, the meeting yesterday really wasn't a hearing. What it was is it was a pitch in their own admission to get the people of California to vote on a number amount, a dollar amount, that we need to fix the water problem. Now, Proposition 84 in 2009 was supposed to fix that, but that's been bungled and bobbled, and that hasn't worked. So, in essence, what's going on is you're right about them wanting to store water. I guess that's why it makes sense to take the dams out, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know, another thing, too, when you have the California debt going up $4,567.94 a minute. So we've been on the phone, and you and I, as California citizens, have been on the phone for almost a minute. So we're on the hook for $5,000 as we speak.
You know, and Terry, but see, I just read in the paper not too long ago that we have a surplus.
Well, you know, that's bull, and you know it. I mean, you know, and I know you're tongue-in-cheek with it. The thing is that basically, as you know, they stopped the bullet train because of they weren't even really following the rules of their own bill. So we spent $600 billion on that. In April, there was an audit, and there's $127 billion we can't get a hold of. And Jim Nielsen and I talked last month, and actually when he spoke to a large contingent of people, about 300 a year and a half ago with Brian Jones from San Diego County, another assemblyman, he spoke here in Reading, he was aghast at $90 billion. Well, a year and a half, it's gone up five times. I mean, it was pretty insane to hear some of the things they were coming up with. And to Brian Daly's, kudos to him and the fact that he, the whole time, doing the best he can with these folks that he had brought with him by saying, you know, we can't just put a dollar figure on it and say, hey, California, you want to vote for this amount of money? We have to have a project that's going to say it will cost this.
To do this.
And the other thing that was amazing is the way it was pitched by the chair. It was pitched by him saying that there's a water crisis. You notice how everything to these folks is a crisis. So the best comment I heard, well, if it's a crisis, and it was a crisis in 2009, then why the heck did you guys do the bullet train? You know, why are you spending all this money? If it was a crisis in 2009, why are we talking about it now in 2013?
You know, Terry, I've been involved with this since the late 80s. I've been in Sacramento. I've watched the discussion about water. They never want to get serious about the solutions that are available, and they are there. I mean, we talked about, you know, the reservoirs out on Cottonwood Creek. We've talked about the one just below, down by Willows, and whose name escapes me. But there's all kinds of options to store water, make it available for when we need it. Desalinization. They desalinate ocean water all over the world.
Well, that's the whole thing. They want to get it. They want to sell it. They have water storage down in L.A., so they get it, bring it down, store it, and then sell it offshore. We caught them in that, too. I mean, the whole thing was is that really and truly the newspaper so far off of this one, people were lining up outside. There was there was no place to sit, there was no place to stand, and people were overflowing. I don't think I've ever seen that many people. If you can remember when...
Water's a huge issue, Terry. They don't get it.
Well, the whole thing is that really and truly, the deal with the newspaper is simple. You sell newspapers if you cause controversy. There is no more money for newspapers. The way they exist is through tabloids. That's why your paper on Sunday weighs 5 pounds. Because the chains do an insertion charge, and being an old Long's drugstore manager back in my youth, I used to deal with the advertising. So what happens is the tabloids go into the newspaper, that insertion charge kind of keeps them running. Because, as you know, when you get your newspaper, if you get one on Monday, it is about the size of a letter in an envelope.
Exactly.
And on Sunday, but keep it going. And now with online purchasing increasing by almost 40% this holiday season due to print.
Well, you know, I think at some point those advertisers have got to get the message, because I can almost guarantee you that 99% of us get that Sunday paper, and on the way back to the house after we picked it up in the driveway, that whole bundle of garbage goes in the recycle bin.
Well, that's very true. And you know, Trish, there's good people like you out there. Maybe you ought to throw your hat back in the ring, darling. We need help.
Well, we certainly need help. And I think from the North State, and certainly I had my opportunity a while back, and thought about it, but I also am not one to beat my head against a brick wall, and I think I can actually be more effective in the things I'm just involved with behind the scenes than I can beating my head against a brick wall in Sacramento.
Well, you did hear about Tama County wanting to put the withdrawal,
yes,
or separation from the state of California on the ballot in June, which the last time it went up, it passed by 90%. And as we speak, I see a call coming in from Mark Baird, because this morning Glenn County is meeting. We may end up with 16 or 18 counties. Yeah. The whole thing is that the real deal is that there is no representation, and that was most of the public comment. And by the way, we were told that we were quite civil.
Oh, well,
so
that's good, Terry.
It was egregious.
Thanks for calling, Terry. We got to go to a break.
Breaker.
We got to go to a break.
We got to roll, Terry. We're
Thanks,
way
Terry.
Over the clock.
Sure.
All
right.
And we'll be right back after this break.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Is it broken? What's the best treatment? Is it a boy or a girl? There are hundreds of ways medical imaging provides answers. That's why there are over 100 of us, a giant family dedicated to having experts in all the ways that we can help take care of you. For over 60 years of serving the community we love, MD Imaging says thank you. Happy holidays.
Do you think your power bill is too high? What do you think it will be like in 10 years? Advanced Power Reading is your local solar power store, and we have installed hundreds of solar systems. We know how to reduce or eliminate your power bill. Concerned that the grid will go down due to storms, wildfires, terrorism, or earthquake? We can design and build a solar power system to fit your needs so you are never without power. The price of solar is at an all-time low, and combined with tax credits and rebates, your power system can pay for itself in 5 years or less. There is no stock market investment that has that kind of return. When you are ready to take control of your power bill, come and visit us at 2557 Larkspur Lane in Reading, across from Bastiani Arms, or call us 226-0701. That's 226-0701. Or visit us online at advancedpower.net. Advanced Power Reading. You own your home. Why rent your power?
Extreme Hobbies is your number one source for electric and nitro RC car parts. Their new retail store is now open in the Mission Square Shopping Center on Michelli Lane. With the holidays right around the corner, now's the perfect time to stop by Extreme Hobbies and check out the best selection of RC cars, trucks, and parts. And don't forget about the new quad rotor helicopters, perfect for flying indoors or outside on a sunny Redding day. Give them a call at 355-2520. Extreme Hobbies, where the customer is number one.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Okay, welcome back, Shasta County. This is Trish Clark, Free Fire Radio, sitting in for Carl and Linda Bott. And we've had some interesting entertainment a little earlier with the Shasta or Enterprise. Ooh, boy, forgive me. Enterprise High School Music Department, their 26th annual Victorian Christmas celebration. Remind all of you to get your tickets for that. I think that's going to be great. Dinner and music and the whole thing from the kids at Enterprise High School, December 10th through the 14th. And you can get tickets by calling 222-6601. It is getting Christmas, and you know, we are so fortunate in the North State because we have an opportunity to see Santa and light Christmas trees all over this county. I remember that was always the funnest time when I was in office because within my district, we had Christmas tree lightings in Millville and Cottonwood and Shingletown and Anderson, and it's absolutely delightful to see all of the kids and the communities come together at this one time a year. All the people that maybe have disagreements throughout the year working together to make these fun little celebrations. So, gosh, it's cold, but it really gets out the Christmas spirit. So there's Christmas tree lightings, and I'll probably miss them. I know they've got the big lighted Christmas parade, Bob, coming this Saturday night.
Saturday night runs down in downtown Redding, running down California Street, crossing on Sacramento, back up Pine Street. Tradition for 30-plus years. Brenda and I will be there at station number one right there, California, at Shasta, and helping step off the parade as we've done for the last 5 years now, and this is our sixth year, and we're looking forward to it as always.
And of course we've got the perfect weather. I mean, it's crisp, and we might even have a little snow to go along with that whole Christmas spirit.
Could be real interesting. Yes.
It could, yeah. And along with that, I mean, up in the city of Shasta Lake, they're going to have their Christmas tree lighting at 6 p.m. on the 6th, and over in Cottonwood on December 7th, they have Santa Claus and all kinds of things going on, and they always have kind of a Victorian choir, and it's a beautiful ceremony on Front and Main Street, and that goes from 4:15 to 6:15, and then they do the Christmas tree lighting ceremony, and then up in Shingletown on December 14th, they have their Christmas tree lighting, and that community, you know, it's up in the hills, and it really feels like Christmas, and they turn out in great numbers, and Santa Claus is there and does all kinds of fun things, so absolutely no shortage of the ability to get out, and it's almost like an old-fashioned Christmas with everybody hovered around, and they serve hot chocolate, and a lot of the places have bonfires, and it feels like Christmas, really puts you in the spirit of the old-fashioned Christmas, and I think maybe we need to, for me, I've stepped way back from the whole Christmas buying, and I think it's all about getting together and taking time to contact people that you haven't talked to in a while. Get back to I can't say Christmas card because I haven't sent Christmas cards in years, but it's really a good time of year to pick up the phone and call somebody you haven't talked to in a long time. Or just reach out and go to lunch with a friend. Get back in touch with your friends and your family and make Christmas more about getting together and sharing as opposed to the absolute mad dash. What am I going to buy for everybody? And it's reached the point where, I don't know, Bob, it doesn't even feel like Christmas anymore.
Well, when you see the commercialization beginning about Labor Day, it does tend to detract from the spirit. And the reason, to haul out the cliche, the reason for the season and all that sort of stuff, it needs to be about family and being together and forget about the price tags. And I understand that this is when the retailers make their business and they make their make their black ink, and they need to be successful because these are people's jobs, et cetera, et cetera. But I think we can hit a balance.
Well, I think we can, and I think there's some things that we all need to remember this time of year. You know, we have a lot of problems with the way our world is going, and we here in the North State seem to be a little more conservative than the rest of the world. I for one, am adamant about shopping, buying things made in America. I tend to buy from my small business people because I think those are the jobs that are those small, you know, family-owned businesses. It's important to keep those jobs in our community. I personally will not purchase in stores that give me the Happy Holidays thing. If they can't say Merry Christmas and remember what the reason for the season is, then they're going to get my money. And I'm absolutely adamant about that. In fact, I've walked out of stores because when they give me the Happy Holiday, I come back with Merry Christmas. And if I can't get that out of them, they're not getting my money. I don't know why I feel so strongly about that. But, you know, I recently took a really long trip in Europe and I noticed some things that were a little troubling from my last trip a couple, 3 years ago. And that is the presence of the Muslim population throughout those countries. We're feeling it here in America. You know, we've got a lot of communities where they can't put up a nativity scene because we're all over this stuff about, well, we don't want to impose our beliefs on everyone. My attitude is if we're not going to celebrate Christmas, then what in the world are we celebrating? Christmas is about the birth of Christ. You can talk all the way around that and believe it or not believe it, but that's what Christmas is. And if we're not going to celebrate Christmas and we're not going to remember the reason, then I'm hard-pressed to know why we're having holidays. It's not a winter festival. It's not a winter holiday. It's Christmas. And if it's not Christmas, then let's just forget all about it and let's just go back to work and let's not have a holiday. Are we celebrating December 25th or are we celebrating Christmas and Christ's birthday? I just am hard pressed to figure out where you go from there. Happy holidays? What? It makes no sense to me. Any thoughts out there? Come on, people. I'm 605-4567. Surely there's somebody out there that wants to do something. We're going to go to a break and we'll be back in just a minute.
Allen and Dahl Funeral Chapels are locally owned and family operated since 1978. Our goal is to assist you with your questions and decisions in difficult times, treating you with respect, care, and understanding, as we would with our own family. We have a reputation for being honest and compassionate, and our rates being very reasonable. We have a menu of various services, from cremation to traditional paths. Let us be there for you and help you with the questions you may have, even if you have already chosen another chapel service. That's just the kind of people we are. Always there for you. Allen and Dahl, with 3 locations to serve you. Redding, Anderson, and Palisadro. For more information or questions, call 547-4444. That's 547-4444. Allen and Dahl. Family, helping family.
What are you doing?
Howdy, neighbor. Blowing my leaves into the storm drain.
Well, that's the wrong way to get rid of them.
All the neighbors do it. No one's going to care.
Well, no one except for the person that has to unclog the storm drain.
Oh.
Dumping or blowing your leaves in the street will plug our storm drains and can cause flooding when it rains.
How'd you get so smart?
It's true. Leaves and debris plug the storm drains. Pick them up and put them in the green waste bin. This is a public service announcement from Reading Public Works.
Feel tired, run down, or in pain? You don't have to live this way. Maybe we can help. Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice on Court Street in Reading. Our customized program of body work and nutrition can give you renewed energy, a stronger immune system, and a healthier outlook on life. Call us at 244-7873. It's your health. You deserve it. The number again is 244-7873.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Hey, it's Rachel Lane with KCNR 1460 AM inviting you to join us Sundays at 4 for The Kitchen Sink. It's a show about everything and the kitchen sink. We'll be discussing everything from parenting to science, arts, culture, music, and we'll be highlighting some very important community members right here Sundays at 4 o'clock. Please join us every Sunday 4 to 5 right here on 1460 AM and KCNR1460.com. It's The Kitchen Sink with me, Rachel Lane, on Free Fire Radio.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Okay, and welcome back, North State, all over Shasta County. We hope you're listening this morning. This is Trish Clark standing in for Carl and Linda, who are out doing something wonderful, I'm sure. And we've just been chatting a little bit this morning, talking about upcoming Christmas, for heaven's sakes. It's now December. I think it's okay to start talking about it. I'll actually get in the mood sometime in about 2 weeks from now, but I'm working up to it. And actually I might put up a Christmas tree, although I did do an Advent wreath, so that's kind of inspiring. Let's go to the phones, and we have Dr. Tammy Brazil on the phone. Good morning, Tammy.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm well. So what's going on up in Shasta Lake?
Well, we're going to have the 12th annual Shasta Dam Workers Christmas Tree Lighting Event.
Perfect.
And we're going to have that on Saturday, December the 7th, from 1 o'clock till 4 o'clock. And we're going to have live music, and we're going to have free prizes and free raffle. You win the prizes by the raffle. All kinds of cookies and sodas, those are all free. You just bring the kids. Santing will be making an appearance. He comes in a giant red sleigh, which happens to be because we don't have any snow, so we had to use a fire engine.
Well, there you go. And you know what? I think fire engines do a lot of delivering
kids,
of Santa
really,
along
really,
the way.
It's really exciting. You know, you should see their faces. I mean, this is a tradition for the event. And the anticipation, there isn't a dry eye in the house. I mean, the kids go crazy.
It's perfect. And so you're going to have cookies and an opportunity for the kids to visit with Santa. And
yes,
again,
and we'll have Miss Summer Chappelle. She's a country entertainer. She's a young lady. I think she's
I've seen
nice.
Summer. I know her, and she is wonderful. Yes.
Isn't she great?
She is. She's marvelous. In fact, I have one of her tapes.
Yes, and she's going to be singing and dealing with the children and help me hand out presents and things like that. And we'll also have Out of the Blue. They're also a country band. They'll be providing entertainment.
Well, this sounds absolutely marvelous. So this is up in the city of Shasta Lake.
Yeah, it's in Triangle Park.
Okay, and it's from 1 to 4 on Saturday?
Correct.
All right. Tammy, thanks so much for calling in and letting us know about that.
You're welcome. And, hey, you need to get some Christmas spirit. Come on.
I'm working on it.
You
know,
you and give you angel power.
I know. You know, I really have to work up to it, I think, because it just seems like it starts so early.
Well, why don't you come
I wanted to
the event
wait.
And I bet you'll get it.
There you go. There you go.
If you come to the event, I bet you'll get it because it's very, very exciting.
Yeah, it's starting. I got a dose of it this morning when the young kids were in here from Enterprise High School, or high school in the music department, and wow, they sounded marvelous singing the Christmas carols.
We're all working, yeah.
Yeah, so it's work. Yeah, everybody's working on me. We'll get there.
There you go.
Thanks, Tammy, for calling in.
Okay, and angels on your elbows, my dear.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
That's nice. And you know, I do say that it's always reminds me as we go through this month, if you get out and about, you can certainly stay out of the stores, because that's about all I have to do to get rid of my Christmas spirit is try to go shopping. But if you just wander around to all these wonderful events that are going on and let some of that Christmas spirit run off on you, it won't hurt a bit. And it's always good to, again, I would remind you that I think it's about family and it's about, getting together and sharing and making people smile. So when you go around, wish everybody a Merry Christmas and say some nice words. And if you've got any other events out there that you'd like to, that have to do with Christmas tree lightings and what have you, and you'd like to give us a call at 605-4567, let's talk about that. I know we've got some special things going on down in the South County. We've already lit the Christmas tree. We always have a great time because they have, you know, the group that goes up to buy the Christmas or cut the Christmas trees for Redding and Anderson every year. That's always a big event, and that happened a while back in November, and they always come in for breakfast down at the Frontier Senior Center, that whole group. And that's always kind of fun. And so they've already done their tree lighting. They do that the day after Thanksgiving down in Anderson. And as a matter of fact, later on this morning at 8 o'clock, we're going to be joined, by the city manager from the city of Anderson, and he's going to bring us up to date on all the other wonderful things that are happening down in the South County. So if you've got questions about, any of the new projects. They've got a project going out by, on the old Roseburg property and a new subdivision and a bunch of stuff going on.
Well, as long as we're tossing out information about local events and, Christmas lighting and all that stuff, we have on the line right now from Old Chester, Rayola Pratt. Rayola, tell us about your event.
Well, we are going to have our Christmas tree lighting, we start at 4:30 this Friday. And Santa Claus comes on the fire truck. We do the Christmas tree lighting about 5:30 when Santa comes in. We also are going to have the damsels in defense come out and they're supporting our neighborhood watch and give us some demonstrations. We have at 5 o'clock we have a pie baking contest. And then we just sit around the bonfire and eat chili and drink hot chocolate.
Wow, that sounds just like fun. And we've certainly got the weather to go along with that this week,
don't we? And we're even hoping for snow.
Well, and you know, they're saying that that's a distinct possibility. And I have mixed emotions about that. I think it's just wonderful to look at it from my kitchen window and see it falling and it's wonderful. And then if I have to get out and drive in it and, then that's not so good.
Well, we do find that our firefighters have to leave and head up the Buckhorn.
Yeah.
We have snow.
Yeah. So tell us again where this is taking place.
This takes place at the, old school, Highway, 299 West at, French Alley.
So we can just get in our cars this weekend and just go around and just darn near any direction we head, we can find a place to watch a Christmas tree lighting and chili. That sounds really good. I think I might have to head up the hill.
Whoa. That would be nice. We'd love to see you, Trish.
All right. Thanks so much for calling in.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay, we're going to take a break and then we'll be right back.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hi, this is Tom Crandall, youth pastor at Bethel Church. Do you know that you and I were uniquely created? That nobody will ever be like you? Even if you're a twin, your twin is nothing like you. You have your own fingerprint, your own DNA, and your own design. If you're like me, you've had different moments in your life where you feel compared to others, like you don't measure up, where you feel those feelings of inadequacy. And I want to bring you the truth today, that you are uniquely created just the way you are, that no matter what your background is or where you're coming from, that you have been designed and created for a specific purpose and a specific reason to bring purpose and hope to other people as well as your own family and yourself. So I want to encourage you today to take a look in the mirror and thank God for who He's created you to be, because there's never going to be another you on this planet. This has been Tom Crandall, youth pastor at Bethel Church. Have a great day.
Mike's Music and Sound is having a stock reduction sale. That's right, Mike's Music and Sound is cleaning out its inventory to make room for the new gear. That means all guitars and basses are on sale at amazing prices. And of course, that means all guitar and bass amps are on sale as well. Every type of guitar, bass, and amplifier for any level musician. Want to start playing music, need a new amp or guitar? Now is the time to buy. They also have amazing deals on quality used gear. All checked out, tested, and ready to play. Mike's Music and Sound, 924 West Cypress, 243-3774, behind Chase Bank, your super sales store.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities. Stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This portion brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. Go see their in-store deli, Redding's largest selection of natural foods and supplements, the North State's nutrition experts. 221 Locust Street. Give them a call, 244-9141. Tell them Carl and Linda sent you. 755. And here's our guest host, Trish Clark. And on the phone, the boss.
And good morning, this is Trish Clark. And good morning, Carl.
We're in a snowstorm right now.
In Albuquerque.
Get out. You're in a snowstorm.
It is. It's snowing. The temperature dropped down yesterday, and they're expecting 4 to 8 inches up in the mountains above us.
Oh, my gosh.
It's snowing hard here.
A winter wonderland.
It's a winter wonderland, absolutely. How are you, Trish?
I'm wonderful. It's nice to hear from both of you. Are you having a great time?
Well, we got in late last night. The family's all doing really well. You know, we're here for Jennifer is getting pinned for her nursing degree, and we're here for her ceremony Friday. So today is family day. We're really excited. She didn't know we surprised her. Well, a couple days before we came. So, yeah, we're having a great time, and it's wonderful to see the family. We pulled the curtains back, and like I said, it's nonstop snowing, and all the cars out in the parking lot have about 4 inches on top of the roof.
Oh. So it's going to be some strategic driving today.
Yeah, it looks like the roads are clear. But it's just... they're figuring as it gets colder, and tonight it'll probably get icy, but we're looking forward to it. It's kind of cool to see it. I understand we're getting snow tomorrow.
Well, they're predicting it, and it's certainly cold enough. I don't think we'll have any problem with the temperature. Boy, we're going to have 4 or 5 nights of 20-degree weather, 20-plus, and that's not good. Water pipes and all kinds of stuff. Ooh, and snow. So
I finally turned off all the sprinklers the other day, so I guess that's probably a good idea.
Yeah, that's a good plan. Yeah, I hope you wrapped your pipes.
Wrapped your pipes?
Yeah.
Hey, we appreciate you so much taking our place here for a couple of days.
Well, you guys deserve a little time away, and I think that's great, and my congratulations to your daughter, and it's always my pleasure to sit in and talk to the great people in the North State. We've been talking Christmas tree lighting ceremonies, and my goodness, they're all over the place.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, hey, Trish, thank you so much, and we wanted to say hello to everybody.
And Merry Christmas!
And we'll be back on Monday.
All right, you guys enjoy.
All right,
thanks. Be careful in that weather.
We will. Y'all too tomorrow.
All right, all right. That's great to hear from Carl and Linda and have them join us here. And they're having a little time away. That's good for them.
Through the miracle of modern electronics.
You know. Absolutely. So they just can call in. And I thought, Bob, it was really kind of interesting that when he called in and then you dropped him and he had to call back. It's not a good thing to do to the boss.
Well, Rayola's call was still up. And when I threw the switch, it dropped. It was a technical glitch, but we're okay now.
Yeah, I know. I kind of appreciated it. Of course, I couldn't
let
it.
And thank you for telling the whole world.
Well, hey, we like to share all of the good news. But I do, you know, I think it is important to remember that throughout this coming month, get back to your communities. Take the time to get out and visit with the people in your community. Take advantage of some of these marvelous things that are going on. There's all kinds of Christmas programs. The high schools all offer different beautiful music programs. We've got some really talented kids in the North State in all the different high schools. So if you're just sitting around and not having the Christmas spirit and want to kind of feel a little of that, get involved with some of the things that are going on with Enterprise High School. I think Anderson High School has some things going on. Probably most of the schools, if you check in, have got school programs. We've got all these wonderful Christmas tree lighting ceremonies throughout the communities. And get rid of the bah humbug and get into a little more of the Christmas spirit, because it is about getting together with your community, and it is about remembering the reason for the season and sharing with your friends. I'm delighted. I'm actually going to spend Christmas with my son and his family this year, and I'm just so looking forward to that. That's going to be great. So we're going to take a break for the news, and we'll be back at 8 o'clock with Jeff Pfizer from the City of Anderson.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Temperatures are plummeting in parts of the U.S. midsection, especially in states like Montana, the Northern Plains. Meanwhile, National Weather Service forecaster David Church says the biggest concern is that the cold snap is going to continue for several days.
Looks like the coldest air for us will be coming in early on Friday and Saturday. Looks like high temperatures both of those days could be, in the minus 10 to up towards zero.
Meanwhile, it's going to be well below zero in some areas today, even colder than it was yesterday. Also at SRNews.com, planned job cuts in November were little changed from October, but a lot of the cuts that are happening, according to John Challenger of Challenger Gray and Christmas, have to do with the financial sector.
That year-to-date totals up almost 100% from what we saw a year ago. Many of these cuts seem to be concentrated in the mortgage lending business, as the banks shed the extra workers that they hired to handle the flood of foreclosures and loan refinancings in the wake of the recession.
U.S. factories received fewer orders in October as aircraft demand fell.
The Commerce Department says there was a 0.9% decline in factory orders, and that follows a 1.8% increase in September. While a steep drop in aircraft orders paced the October decline, core capital goods fell 0.6%.
That's Jeremy House reporting. The government reports a number of people filing first-time jobless claims fell last week by 23,000. The White House facing a challenge now convincing young adults to sign up for Obamacare.
President Obama needs young, healthy people to sign up for insurance in order to offset the cost of covering people with health issues. But research shows that many American adults under age 30 have a dim view of the Affordable Care Act. A new poll from the Harvard Institute of Politics finds that most millennials believe Obamacare will bring higher costs and worse care.
That's White House correspondent Greg Clugston reporting, and this is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Before you reported software piracy, did you talk to your boss about it?
Yes, I did. I first wanted to give them the opportunity to take care of this issue. Their response mystified me, because at first he sat there with his arms crossed saying, "We'll get back to you on this." And then they proceeded to shuffle me out of the office over the course of the next week while they went about covering their tracks.
If your company copies software illegally, report it confidentially to BSA, the Software Alliance, and you may be eligible for a cash reward. Go online at inputnopiracy.org or call 1-888-NO-PIRACY.
At least 16 people have been killed in the latest round of fighting in the capital of the Central African Republic.
It's been very tense, very chaotic here in town for several hours. Things have calmed down as far as we can tell. I've just been speaking to the African Union special representative here, and she says she believes the fighting has stopped. And what's happening now is that community leaders are being brought in here to the hotel we're staying at to give out an address to the people, because there's real concerns here about intercommunal violence, Christian against Muslim.
That is the BBC's Andrew Harding reporting, as a Christian try to defend themselves from ongoing Muslim attacks there. One man accused of murdering a British soldier on a London street says he attacked the first serviceman he spotted, saying, quote, "It was almost as if Allah had chosen him," the man describing himself as a soldier in a war between Muslims and the British people. Libyan officials say an American teacher has been shot to death while jogging in Libya's eastern city of Benghazi. This is SRN News. A Norman Rockwell painting entitled Saying Grace has been sold at a New York City auction for a record $46 million.
Sotheby's says it's the highest price ever paid at auction for an American painting and for a work by the Saturday Evening Post illustrator. The painting had a pre-sale estimate of $15 million to $20 million. Saying Grace depicts a crowded restaurant with a grandmother and grandson bowed in prayer at their table.
That's SRN's Rich Thomason reporting. The engineer driving the commuter train that derailed in New York City last weekend, killing four people, has been suspended without pay. His lawyer and a union representative explained it this way. They say William Rockefeller experienced a momentary loss of awareness as he zoomed down the tracks. At the time of the crash, the train was going 82 miles an hour. That's when the engineer says he snapped out of it and hit the brakes. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
And good morning, North State. This is Trish Clark, and I'm hosting this morning on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM, Community Radio for the North State. And if you've got comments you'd like to make, please give us a call at 605-4567. We're going to be joined here in just a minute with the city manager from the city of Anderson, Jeff Kaiser. Right now, we're going to go to Chris Lozondek at Wells Fargo.
Good morning, Trish. Well, we're a little over an hour and a half into today's trading. The markets are in negative territory. Where currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 40 points at 15,849. The S&P 500 is off 6 points at 1786, while the NASDAQ Composite is down 4 points at 4,033. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 170 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Apple's up $6.76 at $571.76, Intel's up 33 cents at $24.07, and Qualcomm up 14 cents at $73.32. Of local interest, Home Depot up 74 cents at $79.14, North Valley Bank up a penny at $18.91, and Tri-County's Bank up 32 cents at $27.29. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.86%, the 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.3%. Oil is up 49 cents a barrel at $97.69, and precious metals are lower with gold down $20.06 an ounce at $12.23.15. Silver is off 26 cents an ounce at $19.41. This is Chris Lasondak at the Rating Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
And thank you very much, Chris. At 8:07, we're going to take a quick look at our weather here on Free Fire Radio. And by the way, be sure to listen to the Wells Fargo Market Minute weekday mornings, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 here on KCNR, brought to you by Wells Fargo Advisors on Park Marina Drive. Give them a call at 243-7561. Now the weather. We're going to see a high today of around 47 degrees. Slight chance of rain and snow late tonight. And the low should be around 28 degrees. Snow mixed with rain mainly after 10 a.m., and they're not even calling it a possibility. High near 40 degrees for your Friday, so be ready for that. And right now in Reading, we have 33 degrees. This report, as always, brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. 365-3793. Chuck and Judy Kinney offer discounts to seniors and veterans. Give them a call and add yourself to their more than 4,000 customers in the area. Shasta Gas Propane.
And good morning and welcome back. And that weather is cold, cold, cold out there. So bundle up and make sure you're taking care of your pipes and covering up the little citrus trees and take care of the vehicles that are sitting around your yard, your motorhomes and those things, because you really do not want to deal with the frozen pipes. pipes and the frozen water. We are joined this morning, as most of you know, I'm a very proud resident of the city of Anderson, and I like to tout the things going on in my city when I have an opportunity to host this radio station. So we're joined this morning with by Jeff Keeser, the city manager of the city of Anderson. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning. Thank you for having me back.
Oh, I always love having you in and having you update us about all the wonderful things that are going on in the city of Anderson. But more importantly, Jeff, for those people out there who are not real familiar with Anderson and what goes on down there, tell us a little bit about you and how long you've been in the city and what you've done with them.
So I've been with the city almost 4 years now. Came to the city as the public works director 4 years ago. Was fortunate enough to make assistant city manager back under the Dana Shigley days. And when she was left, I was fortunate to be selected for city manager. And that's almost been 2 years now.
Oh, my. Yeah.
So time's flying along, but we're doing some great things down there. I think Anderson has a tremendous amount of opportunity ahead of it. We're working hard with both developers and some retail folks and look for great things down there.
Well, and I've said over the years that it's the little city between the two for a long time. Now we have Shasta Lake, but it was always, when I first got involved in the 80s, it was, you know, the county and the city and, oh yeah, Anderson. And we've got way past that now, and I think there's some great things happening. Well, the roundabout, that's working really well. Tell us about our project completed.
Sure. The Deschutes Interchange, as we probably know the project as, it created a new northbound off-ramp at I-5. That's the critical piece of that project. So northbound travelers, as you're coming north, you'll be able to get off when you can see Walmart, you can see the outlets and some of the future development that's going to come along. And so before, travelers had to know in advance to get off at the top of Cottonwood Hills. But now you can make that site decision as you're traveling north, and lots of opportunity for you to spend a little money in Anderson as you continue your trip north. The roundabout, you know, is popularly known, it's traffic handling though. It was the cheapest alternative in how to deal with that situation, Trish. In order to do a traditional signal, you would have had to widen the structures under I-5. That's another $20 million. We don't think that was a good investment of money for our town. So the roundabout, modern traffic solution. First full-size roundabout, though, in the Caltrans system here in Northern California. So a modern two-lane roundabout. Had a lot of success with it, a lot of compliments, some people with some concerns too, and we can talk about that a little bit. Trucks especially, you know, my truck won't fit through there. I tow a long trailer. It wants to run up on those concrete curbs on the inside. It's supposed to. That's a truck apron. It's designed for it, all the structural reinforcement. So when you see that happening, there's nothing wrong with that. But doing well, if you're concerned about the roundabout, call me. Be happy to even come out and drive you through it and talk about it. We've even made some changes to it, adjust some signing and stuff after talking to motorists and how they see it versus how an engineer may see it on his computer screen. So,
I'm a big fan of the roundabout system, having driven in Europe on several occasions. I will just relate just a funny little story. When I was there the last time, we had a TomTom in the rental car, and it was programmed for one of my people I met in Lourdes. It programmed it to speak English. However, I quickly decided that she really thought we were driving in London because she kept telling me to go left on the roundabout. And if you kind of visualize that, that's not going to work real well because you're going to be going against the traffic.
That'll create a little excitement.
It absolutely would. But once we figured that out, it was great. And the roundabouts are, you know, they are the thing. That's just how they handle traffic in Europe, and they work remarkably well. So given that roundabout, the property, the old Roseburg property.
Yeah, let's talk about the old Roseburg property.
Let's talk about, we need to take a break, and when we come back, we'll talk about the Roseburg property.
Sounds good.
And I think one of the finest presents or the best presents you can give somebody for Christmas is a good night's sleep.
And that's right. With our Sleep Number mattress, we have the best night's sleep we've ever had.
That's right. You know, my sleep number is 35.
And I'm 45, and I'm sticking to it.
Well, you know what? But you can change it back and forth because it's the dual air technology of Sleep Number. 8 million other people believe, just like we do, that a good night's sleep is important. And to make it even better, you have that new AirFit pillow.
And we know that the winter is here. And so with the seasons changing, that we need to rest our bodies more, especially with this holiday season.
That's right. You know, the AirFit adjustable pillow adjusts to me just like my Sleep Number bed does. And you know where we can get these, of course, is at our Sleep Number store in the Target. Target Shopping Center, and it's next to the Vitamin Shop, but the professionals there will take care of your needs, and you will have a great night's sleep, just like we do.
Sleep Number, again, in the Target Shopping Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
Is it broken? What's the best treatment? Is it a boy or a girl? There are hundreds of ways medical imaging provides answers. That's why there are over 100 of us, a giant family dedicated to having experts in all the ways that we can help take care of you. For over 60 years of serving the community we love, MD Imaging says thank you. And happy holidays.
Hello, this is Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Reading chiropractor. Join me every second Saturday at 10 a.m. for Positively Healthy Radio. We discuss almost any health topic you can think of from a different point of view than a pill for every ill and a potion for every emotion. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Would you like to have more energy? Would you like to avoid the headaches, sicknesses, infections, and diseases that so many are seeming to get? We talk about all those topics and more every second Saturday. Join us at 10 a.m. on 1460 KCNR.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Everywhere around the world.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
I'm Erin Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Erin at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us, and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
8:15 here at Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, still 33 degrees, chilly. This portion of the program brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, service first, quality you can count on. Alliance Heating and Air, serving you at just the right temperature, 221-2642 or homecomfort.org.
Okay, so welcome back, and we are visiting this morning with Jeff Keeser. He's the city manager of the city of Anderson. There's the property, Jeff, out by the new roundabout, commonly referred to as the old Roseburg property. It's the property where a lot of the mills and all the things that kind of went out of business in the 80s and 90s are located. While I was on the board, we had lengthy discussions with the city of Anderson between the county and the city about not going into the whole annexation argument and issue when that property developed. And so now that's coming to fruition. And what's happening on that property?
Yeah, kind of an exciting time down there in the south part of our city. Several months ago, Roseburg came into the office and said, we'd like to talk annexation. And we said, sure, what can we do for you? And so their driving force is city utilities, sewer in particular, and to help them redevelop the property. So Dwayne Miller, a local engineer down there, has helped them prepare their LAFCO application. I believe it's been submitted this week, actually, to LAFCO. And we've been through the process. We've had to sit down with the county and work out a tax exchange agreement. Our elected officials and the county's elected officials came together in one meeting, and we worked out an agreement, and it's a win-win for Shasta County as a whole. I think both sides understand there's regional benefit there, and both have a mission and a service portion they provide to the people. And just very proud of our folks for coming together and working that deal out. So,
well, you know, and I, as I indicate, we laid that groundwork way back. We said we're not going there. We're not going to have that elongated mess that drives away development and makes, you know, we does all that stuff. We know in advance. We have to share the revenue. The county can't simply walk away from a piece of property without getting something out of it. The city can't take it on and provide services without getting something out of it. It is a win-win situation, and you got to start from ground zero. I've not been an advocate of this proposal that at any point in anybody's future, we're going to take money away from one organization, they're already getting it, and give it to somebody else. And that's what you have to do a tax exchange agreement after the fact.
Yeah, definitely. And I think it's important that we as community leaders and elected officials look that we represent the whole.
You do.
And the county provides certain services. They have set funding. They need funding, for example, to operate the jail. That's a really good example. It takes dollars to keep that jail open. We can't just arrest people and take them up there. We have to help fund that. And so our agreement actually goes, you know, a little further than, you know, previous ones in history, where the sales tax piece of that, that the county will retain, they're actually going to put towards safety services like the jail and those kind of things. And I just think that's a wonderful coming together of both the city of Anderson and the county, and a win-win for the people, which it should be.
Well, that's exactly right, because we have to always remember, as you indicate, excuse me, even if you live in a city, you live in the city of Redding, city of Shasta Lake, city of Anderson, you are still receiving numerous services from Shasta County.
You bet.
The county provides the entire court system, the jail system, the district attorney, public defender,
mental
the assessor,
health.
Recorder, mental
on.
Health. It goes on and on and on. And so those services are provided by the county to every citizen in Shasta County. And they impact, as you indicate, that the biggest issue probably that people don't see is you guys can put on all kinds of police officers out on the street, and you can arrest all kinds of people, and you can bring them up to that jail, and if there's no room in the jail and no district attorneys and no public defenders and no probation office, that doesn't go anywhere.
It doesn't work.
It just doesn't work. It has to, there has to be funding for the whole system across the spectrum.
Yeah, I think we're actually very lucky here in the North State period. Our local officials, regardless of the entity they work for, do meet, do get along, and do try and work things out for the whole. I mean, you've did that yourself for years. But in this case, I mean, good for our city council members, good for the Board of Supervisors. Shasta County as a whole, whether you're in the city or you're in the county unincorporated, wins. And that's what it's about.
So does Roseburg have any plans? Have they indicated any...
They're not coming forth with exactly where they're going to go. Obviously, they have some plans and some desire. The site's been cleaned up environmentally, so it's ready to redevelop. And a lot of opportunity there, Trish. Railroad runs right by there. There's actually a live railroad spur. Not very many properties exist with that. And now with I-5 access in both directions, so you have I-5, you have the rail. Along the rail, as you probably know and most people know, fiber optic runs through there, natural gas, power's right there on site, city has water and sewer ability, and so all those needed components are there. We particularly like this and are proud of Roseburg too. Believe this is what it should be. This is the private sector coming to the table, developing their property, making it available for future development here in California. City's goal or role in this, in my opinion, is to help create the opportunity.
Facilitate the needs of private enterprise.
Exactly. So we've built the road infrastructure there, the off-ramp, which, you know, has many benefits to the city. And we have capacity in our other utilities, the water and sewer, to take projects on like this.
Yeah, and in fact, when we come back, we're going to take a break. But when we come back, let's talk about the fact that it's one of the things I've always been proud of the city of Anderson is the fact that over the long haul, we've maintained that capacity in all of those utilities. So we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Papa Bear, I didn't know you liked to golf. How long you been out here in the sun? You look beat.
Well, Sugar Bear, I haven't been playing very long, but I've always seen myself as winning the Open. You know, crushing 300-yard drives and rolling in a 40-foot putt on the 18th before hoisting the trophy.
Well, buddy, I sure like your style, but if you're going to hold anything up right now, it ought to be your very own Bob's Big Bear Burger. So thick and juicy, you need a steak knife to eat it.
That does sound good. Of course, so does barbecue pork ribs, the tri-tip platter, or chicken fried steak.
Well, before you hit another shot, I think we better get over to Black Bear Diner and feed your inner bear.
Now you're talking. Let's go. Can you carry my bag? My back's killing me.
You know, have you ever thought about miniature golf?
The Black Bear Diner. Good old-fashioned family food.
Good old-fashioned family food. Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
This is Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. As the holidays approach, it's vitally important for you to analyze your firearm storage plan to accommodate for out-of-town guests. Many of your friends and families are not authorized access to your firearms, and steps need to be taken to secure them while they are visiting. For solutions to this and any other questions regarding CCW classes, ladies-only CCW, basic firearm safety, or our brand-new Renewal on the Range program, contact me, Ted Leidy, at 999-1822 or visit us on the web at readingccw.com.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Do you think your power bill is too high? What do you think it will be like in 10 years? Advanced Power Redding is your local solar power store, and we have installed hundreds of solar systems. We know how to reduce or eliminate your power bill. Concerned that the grid will go down due to storms, wildfires, terrorism, or earthquake? We can design and build a solar power system to fit your needs so you are never without power. The price of solar is at an all-time low, and combined with tax credits and rebates, your power system can pay for itself in 5 years or less. There is no stock market investment that has that kind of return. When you are ready to take control of your power bill, come and visit us at 2557 Larkspur Lane in Reading, across from Bastiani Arms, or call us 226-0701. That's 226-0701. Or visit us online at advancedpower.net. Advanced Power Reading. You own your home. Why rent your power?
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
825 here at KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio. Welcome back. This portion of the show brought to you by Crown Motors. You know, Carl drives a Ford. Their service department is second to none. They take their pride in treating people right. Your Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, Dodge, and Ford dealership. 223-2177. See them at 555 Cypress Avenue.
And this is Trish Clark, and we're here this morning with the city manager from the city of Anderson, Jeff Keither, and we're just talking about what's happening down in the South County, down in the city of Anderson. Before we left for the break, we were talking about the availability of sewer and water and all of those things. And I've liked the press that the fact that over the years we've just kept up with that with new wells, et cetera. Give us a rundown of how we're situated for development.
You know, I think the city's very well situated for future development. We have master plans in both water and sewer that look, you know, your current capacity and future needs and where that might occur and what will have to be done as development occurs. For example, when the Vineyards gets to a certain build out, that's the subdivision up behind Walmart, they have to build a trunk line out to the treatment plant. So we never get over capacity or create issues. And so I think we're very fortunate. We know what we need to do to move forward in different development areas, or if they haven't been done, we have plans that show what has to be done. So the developer walks into our city today, we can pull that out and say, you know, show where he would want to build, and then show them the utility needs or infrastructure that would need to be put in place to make that happen. So
I know we're very fortunate that we sit right over the top of the very biggest, the Redding area water basin. The city of Anderson is like right on top of it. So our well system, it actually goes from clear out in Wooded Acres all the way through.
Yeah, clear to the south part of town there by the outlets. So we have awesome water in Anderson.
Yes, we do. And I actually am fortunate. I'm still on my own well. And I know that I've been encouraged by the city to hook up to city water. But I like that well. So at some point, I suppose I'll have to. But I think there are still a number of properties in the city of Anderson.
Well, certainly there's properties from when we've incorporated certain areas that had wells at that time, and some of those people still exist with that well. Of course, if they were to have problems today, they're required to hook into the city system if it's there and available. And there's areas in the Alexander area that we've recently run water out to help residents that have been annexed in prior annexations that were having trouble with their water. And so we're always looking to, you know, enhance our system and work with the residents to achieve their needs.
Absolutely. And the sewer system, I am always fascinated because there's, you know, always talk about issues with sewer plants. And I gotta say, we've got one of the very best systems that I've ever seen. I'm always fascinated when I tell people where our sewer plant is actually located, because most people, as they enjoy that wonderful Anderson River Park and all of the amenities that are there, are totally and completely unaware that our sewer plant's like right in the middle of it.
That's a good thing, though.
I know, because it works so well, there just aren't issues with it, and that's wonderful.
Phil de Blasio is our chief operator down there. Him and his staff, they do an excellent job with that operation. But our plant obviously is put in a place where there's room for growth in the future. Four years ago, we dug an additional pond is needed for those wintertime conditions when we get a big influx into the system. But sewer plants, whether you're in Anderson, Redding, or San Francisco, are a huge issue right now. The regulations continue to change, and what we need to filter out and treat certainly is always changing and a challenge. But again, to our staff down there, they do an awesome job. We're very fortunate to have them.
Well, and I live pretty close to that, and if there were issues with the plant,
you'd know.
I'd know right off the bat. And I've been, like I say, it's just been a really interesting thing. And when people find out where it's actually located, they're amazed by that whole thing, that it's that well operated. You mentioned a minute ago the vineyards, and of course that's I think we're just about ready to go for a break, aren't we? Okay, well, let's go for a break, and then when we come back, we'll talk about the vineyards, which
sounds
is
good.
A great project in Anderson.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Dr. Russo, and my wife, Alexandra. Join us as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. I am a doctor for your health. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. I believe your health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of your life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health, because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m., or listen on the web at KCNR1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy. Real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
Going shopping? Explore the choices.
and shop Reading.
Hello, this is Frank Strazzarino, president of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce. Did you know that when you buy goods and services in Reading, you are supporting a local business, its owner, and employees in these tough economic times, and your tax dollars give us better police and fire protection, maintain our roads, parks, and trail system, and contribute to our Reading quality of life?
Going shopping?
Explore the choices.
And shop Reading.
It is 8:33 here at KCNR 1460, the home of community talk radio, and it is 34 degrees in Reading on a chilly December morning. Well, Mount Shasta Spring Water sponsors this portion of the program. They've been providing natural spring water to our customers here in Northern California and Southern Oregon since 1988, drawn from protected wells at the base of Mount Shasta. For more information, call 1-800-922-6227. Visit their website, mountshastaspringwater.com.
And good morning, and we are back. This is Trish Clark sitting in for Carl and Linda, who are out having a good time in Albuquerque, New Mexico, actually, in the snow. In the snow. They're having a winter wonderland down there. So, and we're joined this morning with by Jeff Keiser, the city manager of the city of Anderson. We're talking about the vineyards.
So, yeah, beautiful subdivision up behind Walmart and Anderson at Pleasant Hills Drive. Hidden if you don't know about it. But so if you come down and go to Walmart, instead of turning on Ronda Road or turning into Walmart, and go right on up the hill. And also had issues 4, 5, 6 years ago when the economy had a downturn. A developer went bankrupt, sat up there kind of fenced off with nothing happening for a while, had a water issue. Last couple years has been sold. A gentleman by the name of Craig Lund out of the Bay Area and Lund Development purchased it. And he's putting a lot back into it. It's up and going, has about 20 residents up there right now.
Have they solved the water problem?
You bet we have. And so there's zero issues up there right now, other than maybe the economy. But look for Craig to be announcing some things he's going to be doing, and I think the future is very bright for the vineyards. In fact, I know there's a spec house for sale up there right now.
Well, and that's a big development.
Big development. You know, if you were to build it out to the planned development level, you're looking at thousands of homes. We're happy just for a few dozen.
Well, exactly. And at one time there was talk, and again, we go back, I haven't been involved now for 6 or 7 years, but that subdivision was just starting when I was still on the board, and there was some concern about the size of it, and the impact that would have on Cottonwood and some things, but I've noticed that most of that's been worked out. Certainly, this is going to happen in stages.
You bet.
The homes that are up there, I would point out, are nice homes. And certainly that's what the city of Anderson has needed for a while, a balance. We've got a lot of entry-level homes, some older home housing divisions, but we really need that upper end. And that's kind of what the vineyards is going to offer us.
Yeah, and it's really a beautiful subdivision. Almost every lot
views.
Has a view.
Yeah.
Whether you're Lassen or Shasta or the whole Cascade Range, or just the valley, the views are incredible up there. And so I think people will really, they're going to enjoy that. And it's close to shopping, great freeway access if you have to commute or, you know, move around the Shasta County a little bit. Craig Lund also purchased the retail though. Commercial land right down along Highway 273 at Pleasant Hills in 273, and actually have a meeting with a developer today. Looks like he's purchasing the little, let's call it the pork chop piece on the south side, right below Walmart. And I think he's going to do some site decision type stuff, you know, gas station, fast food right there. So that's really the first of something kind of coming down there in the last several years, and we're very excited about that.
Oh, I think it's good news, and I think, as I indicate, we've put ourselves in a position in the South County to take advantage of that because the infrastructure is available. You know, I've dealt with developers over the years, and what they don't want to do is they don't want to come into a city and solve your problems for you. It makes it difficult. They have a plan and they want to come in and work with you and pay their fair share. For too long, many of the areas up here, we've had to demand too much from them. So I think they can come in, pay their fair share to hook into our systems. The city's done a good job of putting themselves in that position to make it happen.
It's really our role as government too. It's to provide the opportunity to, so we've zoned it right. We've got our utilities ready to go. We've got the transportation infrastructure master planned. So when you walk into our office, we can show you how it could work.
Well, and we encourage always, and I have been a vocal, aggressively critical of planning departments throughout the county when they have an attitude about how can we make your life difficult. The planning departments in jurisdictions need to have an attitude, and certainly this has to start from the city manager and the electeds right at the top. How can we make this work for you? How can we with you to make this happen? Because government can't provide all the services, nor should they, that we need as individuals. And the way we have the money to have thriving communities is private enterprise.
Hands down. But government should be here to help.
And facilitate.
So, you bet. When that person walks through the door, we should be there to help. There's times we have to say no. There's building codes. There's various regulations. Those have to be adhered to, but we ought to be able to say, here's how we've seen it done. Here's some ways for you to look at that. And we should be assisting them develop and be successful in their project, not just saying no or not just throwing up hurdles. And I push that very hard. You come to the city of Anderson, you come through our front doors, you're there to spend money in our community, whether you're a taxpayer living there paying your water bill or a future developer or just pulling a permit to do something at your home. You're there spending money in our community. We should be assisting you.
Well, and we encourage that absolute philosophy. And as I indicated, it has to come from the top down. And if the people working in those departments are not held accountable, they can do their job or they can just, it's not worth putting the effort in. I like to hear that's the message being sent down because, the economy is not thriving right now. We are seeing the real estate market coming back a little. I think we've still got some hurdles to go through.
You bet.
As long as we're positioned to do those things, then I think that's great. And there is a little movement. So that's,
it's good to see. We're finally seeing some, people coming back to the North State, if you will. The economy's been stronger south of us. We watch those things pretty carefully. And traditionally, it has to come back south of us before it really works its way back this way. But we're seeing some light up here. Housing's picking up a little bit. This is the first time, 12-13 year, that property tax evaluations in Anderson actually went back up a little bit. That's huge for us.
Absolutely.
And we've taken 3-5% losses for consecutive years. And so I see some signs of encouragement. We have people coming through the door talking about doing some things. And it's just good to see a little revival, if you will, back here in the North State.
I think sales tax generators, Anderson's been lucky in the last few years. They've snagged a couple of pretty good ones with Campers World and B&B, even though Dan Gamble went out. I think B&B has stayed.
B&B has stepped right in, and actually Camping World coming in has helped. And those two together is kind of the auto mall concept, and both have actually thrived.
Well, and I find that interesting because you're right. I always think it's in that when you see a Burger King go in, McDonald's wants to be right across the street. And they seem to do that, and everybody goes, well, why do they do that? There's got to be competition. But I think, I spoke with the people at B&B just recently, and their business is great since Camper World came in. Camper World's doing a great job because their parking lot's full all the time.
You bet they are. And so we're happy to have both of them in town. I think it's great for the North State, and it's a good location for what they're offering.
Well, and we also have our local dealer, Anderson RV, out on 273 that's been around forever and ever. And they're doing a good job. I noticed they've got a new line of stuff. So, I think those are great. RV, boy, that's a big deal in something that really is going well.
I know you RV. I have a travel trailer and the family and I, we camp around the North Strait. And so, I think it's a wonderful thing. So we're proud in Anderson to have them in our town.
Okay. The one area that's been around a long time, let's talk about now the factory stores.
Sure.
That's been around. A development, boy, started back in the 70s, 80s?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 70s.
I think when they first got started out there and kind of moved everything from downtown out into that area. Now, it's suffering. There's a lot of empty storefronts out there. We've got the theater, though, that's doing really well. Mary's Pizza and some stores that are hanging around. What's happening there?
Well, I think the outlet concept has evolved since the original opening of the outlets. I'm actually meeting with the owners here in the next couple of weeks to talk about the future of the outlets and how we can improve that, make it more, you know, more inviting for our local folks and also for the traveler passing by. But we've got a huge couple staple tenants out there, the movie theaters you mentioned. I actually saw Frozen 3D with my kids this weekend out there. It was just an awesome time. So,
okay, we're going to follow up on that when we come back. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back with more talk about the factory stores in Anderson.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
Looking for a home? If you are, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and HomePath mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. We're proud to announce we've extended our offer to waive the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications through December 31st. Learn more by visiting your local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or give us a call at 1-800-390-8054. Or visit us online at NOVB.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader. Estate, Granite, and Things.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Look at what's in your landscape and water according to the plant's needs. Shrubs and more established trees usually require less water than a lawn. Spread mulch around your plants and trees to increase the moisture-retaining ability of the soil and prevent weeds. And while you're at it, adjust your irrigation controller. 4 5-minute sessions of watering may be much more efficient than watering for 20 consecutive minutes. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
It is 8:45 on KCNR 1460, the home of community talk radio and free fire radio. This portion of the program brought to you by Orchard Nutrition, featuring an in-store deli and Reading's largest selection of natural food supplements and health and beauty products. North State's nutrition experts, Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading. Give them a call at 244-9141. Still 33 degrees in Reading. Now back to our guest host, Trish Clark.
And good morning and welcome back. I hope you're getting all kinds of information about South County and the city of Anderson. And we were talking just as we left about the factory stores.
Factory outlets.
Factory outlets and what's happening down there. And Jeff was kind of updating us on the status there.
Yeah, so, you know, we talked about the movie theater a little bit. It changed.
Great movie theater.
Changed ownership, and they've really come back strong. Great to have in the South County. Mary's Pizza is another staple down there, along with the Boot Barn. And then there's several other.
Yeah, the Dress Barn and
lots of other opportunities there for shopping, but there's still some vacancies. And so I know they're working hard. I'm meeting with the owners here in a couple weeks, and we're going to discuss some ideas. I've kind of been looking around at outlets a little bit, kind of want to talk to them about maybe something more extensive than just a little remodel. You know, how do you reinvent the outlet stores today? There's certainly some examples around the United States of cities doing that and developers doing that. So they're coming to the table. We're happy to see that. And look for good things there, too, I think.
Well, and they've got great freeway access now. They can't use that as an excuse. Certainly that's been an issue down in the South County. It was always kind of a challenge. If you lived there, you knew you had to get off in one place and get on in another and kind of maneuver around a little bit. But now you've got that great access on and off north and south right in one place, right where everything's happening.
You bet. Now, that'll, you know, right up front, that's something I'm going to tell them. Hey, city's provided access to your property now. You guys need to come forward, too, and let's work together to see what we can do to make this a thriving shopping center.
Well, exactly, and the South County, the city of Anderson, is really well situated. As we talked about before, you've got the freeway running right through there. You've got rail spur right out in that area, and you're 2 miles from the airport. Everything is all right there, and there's no reason in the world why it can't go forward.
You've got all the components are there, and the city's stepping out. We've done some marketing. I actually went to one of the big shows in Vegas with Team California and represented the city of Anderson, talked to retail and commercial developers about what we have to offer. So, things take time, but we're out there working on it.
Yeah, well, and I'm pleased to see that. And, of course, I'm very proud of the city that I live in and have lived there since 1977 and always like to tout that horn. And the jewel of the city of Anderson, in my mind, is the Anderson River Park.
Oh, you bet.
It's the reason I ended up living there. When we were looking for a house, my husband was going to go to work at the airport. And we'd been looking at all over the place, and we grabbed a hamburger at Bartell's and went down and sat at the Anderson River Park and decided that's where we were going to live. That's got to be the prettiest park. We've worked really hard not to make it all concrete, and it's just a beautiful, beautiful place.
There's something for everyone there, and whether you want to walk along the river.
Great walking path. A lot of people are unaware of that great opportunity.
Yeah, there's paved trail opportunity, and there are also more undeveloped trail opportunity if you want to walk out in the back. You know, altogether, that park's about 400 acres, a couple different access points, and whether you want to go fishing, play disc golf, horseshoes, basketball, tennis, soccer, softball, or listen to Summer Serenade all summer long. Just a lot of opportunity there, and something for Anderson residents to really be proud of, and the North State to be proud of. There's not many facilities like that around. And as you said, who else has a treatment plant in the middle of their park?
Well, and nobody knows. I mean, that has always just been my favorite place. I still to this day spend a great deal of time just sitting there watching the river go by. It's good for the soul. It is just a beautiful, beautiful place.
You know, and people may not realize there's a lot of rental opportunities for people there, whether it be a picnic area or one of the gazebo areas. We have a lot of weddings down there. In fact, we're talking about trying to create a wedding gazebo with a river backdrop to really create a wedding venue. I think there's huge opportunity there. Here in the North State, we have the weather, that we have the green grass and the river. I think we could make a beautiful venue. So that's something we're talking about.
I think that's a great idea, because it certainly is one of the prettiest spots in Shasta County. And I know, but we've got the great soccer fields. One of the great things that all of that property has been developed over the years through the cooperation between the community. As an example, I remember that I can't even count the number of candy bars I sold for the soccer fields. We did the world's finest chocolate we brought to Shasta County. And sold candy bars till we were blue in the face to build those beautiful soccer fields down there.
Well, and to this day, we can't survive without those partnerships we have with youth soccer and various others. The high school softball team, that's their home field. So we have tons of partnerships, and they're invaluable. To this day, soccer still helps us maintain that field. We have one full-time employee for all of our parks and another guy that helps them halftime every other week. We put an additional person on in the summer, but that's all we have. You know, we don't have huge funding and finances, so those partnerships to the city are invaluable, and we're extremely appreciative.
Okay, we're going to take a break, and then we'll be right back and finish up our discussion of the city of Anderson.
All right.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold. as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits, which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores, or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com and with free shipping, order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S. Peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick-and-mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning, and our appointment-only store in Palo Cedro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, you can get peace of mind today for less.
Extreme Hobbies is your number one source for electric and nitro RC car parts. Their new retail store is now open in the Mission Square Shopping Center on Michelli Lane. With the holidays right around the corner, now's the perfect time to stop by Extreme Hobbies and check out the best selection of RC cars, trucks, and parts. And don't forget about the new quad rotor helicopters, perfect for flying indoors or outside on a sunny Redding day. Give them a call at 355-2520. Extreme Hobbies, where the customer is number one.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Well, I won't back down.
And that time of the morning, I love that Johnny Cash, Won't Back Down. One of my favorite songs. I think that's a great thing for us in the North State. We're tough people up here and we stand strong. I like that message. So Jeff, final thoughts on the city of Anderson and what's going on down there.
I think we're working strongly to move our city forward. I think we're helping, provide opportunity for, residential development, commercial development. We talked about the vineyards a little bit. Homewood Subdivision, which sits behind Camping World, kind of in the center back in there. They're doing great things. They've pulled another dozen permits or so. And so quite a few new homes there in the last several months. So, I think we have, for one of the, first times in history, we have a selection of level of homes available in town. And that's really what you seek. We have entry level. We have, existing homes for sale, and then we have some higher end stuff. So I think that's a great thing. We have new commercial development, as you and I have kind of talked about this morning, coming to light in the south portion of town. Big 385 acre annexation coming there on the southeast portion of the old Roseburg site. And, just lots of, we're a city of opportunity. You see it on our signs around town, and I think that's really true.
Well, and certainly that's been the insignia for the city of Anderson for forever. The city or the Chamber of Commerce used to have little pins with a fish on top of a wheel. In fact, I have one of those, the City of Industry and the City of Opportunity. Chamber of Commerce works well with the city. We certainly want the message out there. If you're thinking about expanding your business or doing things, check in with the people down at the City of Anderson because they've got a can-do attitude.
Yeah, come see us. I mean, we have opportunity for everyone. I mean, we're just as proud of Walmart as we are Bartels Burger. We have the small mom and pop just like we have the big chain, and we're proud to have everyone in our town.
Well, and I, from my point of view, I've lived there since 1977. It's a great community to live in, and it's the people can disagree, but not be disagreeable. We've got a great teen center down there. We've got, of course, Frontier Senior Center, which is one of the jewels of the city, and that's another, you know, great cooperation between the establishment of that center. We couldn't have done that without the cooperation from the city of Anderson.
Yeah, and huge kudos to you on that, too, though.
Well, but thank you very much. But it was being in the right place at the right time, and certainly, again, you know, the city getting that great grant that established that wonderful senior center down there for all of the seniors. And we serve, you know, seniors throughout Shasta County. We've got great computer classes down there, and
I think our schools are coming along too. If you haven't been by Anderson Middle School recently, they're building a new gym. Anderson New Tech High School, always in the national news with great things they're doing there and awards they're winning. So again, just lots of great things going on down there. Exciting place to work, and I'm very proud to be there.
Well, you know, and the only thing I got to say about the school system is we got to do something about Anderson football. We've just had some issues there, and we remember back in the glory days. I know Nate from up here is doing the announcing for high school football on KCNR, 1460 AM. They're the high school football station, and that they're doing a great thing. And Denny, and I've forgot his last name. He's been co-hosting with him, but he was the quarterback, with my son in 1989, 1990. So, and that's when Anderson controlled football in Shasta County.
Back in the Bob Reed days.
Exactly. So we're looking forward to the return of Anderson Mighty football. I'm looking forward to that, but dude. Yeah. Well, Jeff, thank you so much for joining us this morning. And I'm going to be joined tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock, with Chief Mike Johnson from the Anderson Police Department. He's going to tell us about what's happening in the streets of the city of Anderson, that has to do with public protection, et cetera. And then at, 8 o'clock, Congresswoman LaMalfa will be joining us. So we'll be talking about some, oh my God, things going back in Washington DC. God help us. And I wish they'd all go on vacation. But I thank you for joining us this morning. And this is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The latest employment report suggests that layoffs continue to decline. The number of people signing up for jobless benefits tumbled 23,000 last week to 298,000. That's near a six-year low. And some people who have jobs, they work in fast food restaurants, are protesting for higher pay, insisting they can't live on the minimum wage.
We work for these companies that make millions in profit, yet they don't take care of us.
Some fast food workers walking off the job today. Organizers say it's happening in more than 100 cities. The industry blames organized labor and says that if wages go up, prices will have to follow. Consumer spending is considered an important economic bellwether, and analyst Hugh Johnson says consumers have not been in a spending mood.
Consumer spending in the third quarter up at a 1.4% annual rate. That's very anemic. Ordinarily,